Chelsea had been waiting for this moment, the moment her world shattered. Sitting in the dimly lit living room, her fingers tapped the rim of her wine glass, the wine swirling lazily inside. The heavy silence between her and Rachel hung thick in the air, filled with a tension Chelsea couldn't escape. Rachel sat across from her, a glass of her own untouched, eyes narrowing in silent curiosity. Rachel, at 4'11", with a strong mocha-brown skin tone that glowed under the soft light, radiated a kind of quiet strength. Her body, fuller than Chelsea's, had curves that softened her presence, a stark contrast to Chelsea's lean, model-shaped figure. Her smile had always been warm, but now, as she studied Chelsea, it was tinged with concern. Rachel's love for cocoa butter always made her skin look radiant, but this time it was due to pregnancy, and Chelsea hated how perfect Rachel always seemed, especially now, with the secret tension between them. Rachel didn't need to ask. She could see it in Chelsea's eyes. The storm was brewing, the rage beneath the surface that Chelsea had been hiding for months now. Chelsea, at 5'3", with light brown skin and full, soft lips that naturally parted when she spoke, leaned forward. Her piercing green eyes, so often calm and calculating, were now fierce with barely contained fury. "This motherfucker Jamal thinks he's slick." Rachel raised an eyebrow, leaning forward slightly. "Bitch, what did he do?" Chelsea's laugh was hollow, cutting through the air like a knife. "He's out here sneaking off on dates with that bitch from Facebook, talking about, oh baby, I'm going to see my grandparents." "Grandparents, my ass." Rachel's eyes widened. "Wait, how do you know he's lying?" Chelsea's gaze darkened. Her fingers gripped her glass, and she didn't care that it was shaking. "Don't judge me. Girl, we listen, but we don't judge." Rachel let out a laugh, and Chelsea continues with her investigation. "But remember that guy I met at the bar? We've been seeing each other. On my way back from dinner, I saw them. I saw those two motherfuckers walking across the street holding hands like they were some cute couple. I'm sitting in this man's passenger seat, mad as hell, watching my fiancé out with another bitch.